The traditional kingmakers of Czech politics, the Christian Democrats, held a closely observed national congress at the weekend. The main event was the election of a new leader, with former Foreign Minister Cyril Svoboda replacing Jiří Čunek, who's been associated with a number of scandals. The change of leadership raises one big question. What can Mr. Svoboda do for the troubled party? Chris Johnston reports.
Cyril Svoboda took the helm of the Christian Democrats with a narrow 30-vote victory over his nearest rival, MEP Jan Bresina. The leadership change comes with Christian Democrat fortunes at a very low ebb. There is speculation whether they can muster the minimum 5% support needed to get any seats in this week's European Parliament elections or retain a presence in the lower house in October's elections. The weekend vote was an even greater defeat for Jiří Čunek, the man most blamed for getting the party to this point, than had been expected. Professor of Politics at Prague's University of Economics, Vladimíra Dvořáková, believes the damaging Čunek chapter is now closed.
The party, I think, clearly gave the message that the party does not want to continue with the leadership of Mr. Čunek, who lost very much.
She says he might well be a regional force in his home region, but he has now ended as a national politician. His replacement, Cyril Svoboda, is a well-known and safe pair of hands. The ever-smiling Svoboda has already been party leader before, between 2001 and 2003, and filled a series of cabinet posts in left- and right-wing coalition governments. As the new leader, Mr. Svoboda is likely to feel the impact of the party's low ratings with a poor showing in next weekend's European elections. He may also face further desertions to a new right-of-centre party in the process of being created by former Christian Democrat leader and finance minister Miroslav Kalousek. Most of the Czech press has interpreted Mr. Svoboda's election as increasing the chances of a coalition between it and the left-wing Social Democrats following October's elections. But Professor Dvořáková believes the final election figures, rather than Mr. Svoboda's favouring of a strong social policy, will determine if the party lines up with the Civic Democrats or Social Democrats.
I think with the leadership of Svoboda, both parties are acceptable. You know that Svoboda was a minister in the right-wing party. Svoboda was a minister in a left-wing party. That means to collaborate with the cabinet of Topolánek and to be foreign minister in social democratic cabinet. So I don't see that as a big problem.
While she believes the Christian Democrats will make it back into parliament in October, they might well find they are no longer the kingmakers, but just part of the court.
That report was by Chris